Dozens of people lined the Melmount Road on Saturday. That's the main road that runs through Sion, to show their opposition. Those that took part in the White Line picket held signs such as "Don't dump in Sion Mills" and "Save our village." And they were all supported by passing traffic. Villagers are arguing that if the anaerobic digester is situated in Sion, it'll bring with it air pollution and unwanted traffic congestion.
The community, as you see today, has solidarity. We do not want this anaerobic digester in Sion Mills polluting the area. We live in a valley, so it means that whatever pathogens are produced will actually lie in the atmosphere. And as I say, the mill itself produced long-term problems that it wasn't recognised at the time. People died from cyanosis. I mean, it contributed to their death. And so we are saying that we will not tolerate an anaerobic digester coming in to our community and destroying it.
The amount of traffic that's going through this village is phenomenal. It's unbelievable. You don't realise how much traffic is actually going through this village until you're standing on this protest line. And this is a quiet day. If you add on to that what's going to be going through here with taking the slurry and whatever down to the site, it's not feasible. Couldn't be sustained. This village would just die on its feet, so it would. And we are going to protest here for as long as it takes to stop that happening.
They also argue that the waste facility would result in house prices in the village plummeting.
The price of houses are going to drop. They're going to be left in negative equity.
But the main sticking point for the people of Sion is that they believe that the old Herdman's Mill site could be much better used, and they believe that the site could be used for recreational purposes, which could bring much needed jobs to the area.
I think there's a lot better use could be made of a great historic building like that. This anaerobic digester is, I call it the abominable digester. I think they say employment wise it's a one man operation, which means no employment for the village at all.
In Sion Mills it's the only amenity land we have down there. There's nowhere else we can build anything for future jobs. Since then the mill has closed with 600 redundancies. There's no jobs come to Sion since, and this isn't going to create any jobs at all. We could have a World Heritage site down there. Lots of people say that. Tourism Ireland, the Industrial Heritage Association of Ireland, all the big heritage bodies. The Heritage Lottery Fund is keen to look at it as a project, and that's what we were going to do, but now it would be impossible.
The company behind the proposed anaerobic digester have claimed that the residents' fears surrounding the site are unfounded, but villagers say that they will hold a white line picket every week until they are listened to.